The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
For the first time to Happy Hour.
Yay, great. Yay, welcome.
So basically, during the Happy Hour every Wednesday, we practice metta, loving kindness, compassion. It's just an hour of practice with some discussion. So I wanted to start to practice tonight by reading a couple of paragraphs from something actually a friend just forwarded today. It's the first page or two of a book by Ajahn Brahm, he says that the title of the beginning of the chapter is "What is metta?" Metta, what is loving kindness? So it's written as if somebody has put this question to him. So somebody says, "What is metta? I'm just a beginner. What is metta?" And he says, "That's such a wonderful question. Whoever wrote that question is so kind and lovely. You must be close to enlightenment." And then next paragraph he says, "The way I'm treating you is called metta. Metta is loving kindness, it's care, it's compassion, it's acceptance, it's respect. When you have metta towards someone, you respect him, you're kind to her, you give them the benefit of the doubt, even when they snore loudly in the middle of the night. If you have loving kindness towards other people, they're no longer a problem. With loving kindness towards yourself, you're no longer a problem to yourself. And when you're loving, and when you have loving kindness towards every moment, beautiful metta to this moment, you're on the highway to enlightenment. The path becomes easy." One more paragraph. "The reason people don't feel peace is that they're not kind enough to their minds. With metta, you give yourself a break. You don't force yourself. You look upon your body and mind as good friends. And you then work together in a kind and compassionate way." I love that. With metta, you give yourself a break. You don't force yourself. You look upon your body and mind as good friends. And you then work together in a kind and compassionate way. So with that, I'd like to do a guided meditation, and then we can talk more about the practice of metta. So I'd like to invite you to get into a comfortable position, and especially if you're new here, I invite you to really take this moment to see if you're comfortable. If you're sitting on a cushion, if you would be more comfortable sitting on a chair, or if you need more cushions, please go out and get more things to make yourself comfortable, because this practice we're doing here is about kindness to your body. So see what your body needs right now. My body right now needs to be stretched a little bit, so I'm going to stretch and try to find the right place to land. And if your body needs to move, maybe left and right a little bit on the cushion or the chair to find the center of your gravity. And then land. Allowing your back to be straight, to feel supported, as if there is a thread that's connected to the bottom, to the top of your head, pulling you up gently without you really trying. Then let the rest of your body relax. Let the rest of your body be soft. Let your shoulders soften and relax. Let your forehead soften and relax. Let your face melt. Let your jaw relax. Let your whole body settle in the cushion or the chair. Let your chest relax, let your abdomen. Your legs, your upper legs, your lower legs. Bringing awareness to your body. Bringing kind awareness to this body. Softening, relaxing, as the body softens and relaxes, the mind too can soften and relax. There is no doing here, nothing to do, nothing to get, but to allow, to receive, to allow the body to be soft. Allow it to breathe, to be exactly as it is, whether it's tight, whether it's relaxed, whether it's tired, heavy, whatever it is, accepting, embracing, not forcing, as Ajahn Brahm says, not to force, but to accept, with care, with respect. Allowing the breath to be just as it is, moving in and out, whether it's shallow or deep, it doesn't matter. Receiving the breath. The breath moving into the belly, into the body, into the chest. Breathing in, breathing out. Allowing the breath to be received spaciously within the framework of the body. It's not a disembodied breath, not the idea of breathing, but the sensations of breathing. Sensations in the belly, in the chest, whole body maybe. Every breath settling in some more, settling into this moment, letting go some more of whatever came before, of plans, of thoughts. Just this moment, just right now, just this. allowing the mind to rest, to settle with each in-breath and each out-breath. Letting this moment, this breath, be a refuge. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Relaxing, softening the body if there's more tension crept in, letting go. Being intimate with the breath. Allowing the mind to settle on its own. And if you find the mind is wandering to this thought and that thought, it's okay. It's what happens during this practice. You're not doing it wrong. Being gentle, being accepting and kind. Oh yes, this too. This thought too, this plan, this emotion. And making space with kindness. Spacious, a lot of spaciousness, kindness. There is room for it in this mind, in this body, for everything to arise and pass, and to be held in this space. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind an aspect of your mind or your body that is challenging for you. Maybe there is an aspect of your thinking. Maybe there's some repetitive thought. Maybe there's something that you find yourself upset or angry about and you don't want to be. You find there is aversion or hatred or anger or ill will or some attitude, something in your mind. Or maybe it's sadness, maybe it's an emotion. Maybe the attitude is, oh, you shouldn't be here. Noticing there's aversion whatever there is naturally arising in the mind because of causes and conditions of the past. Or maybe there's something about your body. It's not quite, you wish it were in there, it's not quite working right. And there is an attitude of aversion. Oh, maybe a part of your body that's not quite working right, or or you feel it's too large or too small or something, whatever it is, something in your mind or something in your body, just pick something. And notice the aversion, notice the attitude of lack of acceptance, the attitude that says, you're not supposed to be here, you are wrong, you are bad, you're not accepted. And notice how much that aversion, it creates more pain, it creates more hurt, creates more sorrow. And what if for just this moment, for just this period of practice, we bowed to that aversion and invited it to just sit down, to be put down, and made room for whatever we don't like, we didn't like a moment ago. We can pick up not liking at the end of the session, so it's not forever, it's just for right now. See if there can be an attitude of acceptance to whatever it is in the mind or in the body that's being pushed away, that's being made into an exile, and instead opening up to it, allowing it to be exactly as it is, which doesn't mean condoning or acting out of it, but just letting it be. Acceptance in this context means allowing the truth of the moment to be exactly as it is, without pushing it away or pulling it forward. Acknowledging that it's here for a reason. Allowing it to be with kindness, with metta. Acceptance is metta in this case. See what happens when we make room, when we breathe around, when we make space. It's okay. It's okay. Holding it with care, with compassion, with kindness. You can be here. It's okay. Softening, allowing the edges of your body, allowing the muscles of your body to be soft. Allowing each breath to make more space, more room. Softly, gently. Soft, like cotton balls, making space for whatever there is to be held, to just be, without being pushed away. Breathing with whatever there is, breathing around, making space. Each breath, making more kindness, space, making more space for kindness, breathing in kindness, breathing in gentleness and ease into the space. And if judgments come up, oh, I'm not doing this right, I don't know what this is like, is this correct, does this work, whatever's coming up, that too, hold that with kindness. Make space for that in this spacious, soft, gentle arena to just be. Let kindness imbue your breath, every in-breath, every out-breath. As it comes in contact with a thought, sensation, an emotion, whatever it is. Making space, gentle, kind space for whatever is arising in this moment. Whatever is arising in this moment. Breathing in kindness, breathing out kindness. Inside you, outside you, around you, in the space between your pores. In between your thoughts, between your mind, the silent spaces in you and outside you. Let yourself be held. Gentle within, gentle without. And if you find your mind has wandered to a thought, plan, dream, that's okay too. With this metta practice, allowing that to be held with kindness too, allowing yourself to be held with kindness, instead of judgment, judging yourself. Acceptance, this is what minds do. They think. They wander, and it's okay. Make room for that, it's okay. You're okay. See if there can be an ease in the body, in the mind. Ajahn Brahm says, metta is the ability to open the door of your heart, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what's happening. It's beautiful, unconditional goodwill. Be kind to yourself. This beautiful sense of metta does not depend on what you or other people have done. Give metta to every moment. Be kind to yourself in every moment. No matter what the moment is like and how you are experiencing it, whether you're dull, restless, or frustrated, in other words, wish well. Wish every moment well. Wish every moment well. And if at any point you find it's hard to wish well, that the opposite of metta, of kindness, is coming up, ill will is coming up for yourself, hold that with kindness. It's okay. Holding the aversion, the ill will, the judgment, whatever is coming up, holding that with acceptance, it's okay. This too. Not taking it personally. Not believing every thought that comes up. Allowing the goodwill to be stronger, to be more pervasive, to be more trustworthy than the shenanigans of the mind. Breathing in gentleness and kindness. Breathing out gentleness and kindness in this moment. the last few moments of this practice session, I'd like to invite you to offer yourself some appreciation for being here, for having meditated, for having aligned yourself with your highest intentions of goodwill and kindness. And having tried again and again, no matter what the mind was up to, but having tried, having sat, having breathed, maybe even one breath with the intention of kindness, that's enough. That's planting a seed. It's an important seed. So, what we usually do after the guided meditation is an invitation to discuss and share in community. And this is an invitation. You don't have to engage in conversation community. Now I'll tell you how it will work. And again, if you don't want to engage, that's fine. You can sit and be quiet and just reflect and meditate and wait for the Q&A that we'll do afterwards. But if you choose to be part of this, this is what we'll do. And if you haven't tried it before, If you're up to it tonight, extend your range. So what we'll do is we'll get into groups of three and metta with you and coming back to the big group. A cozy group tonight. Great. So, coming back. So, what did you discover? Any observations or any questions, either from actually the practice itself of the guided meditation or when you were talking with your partners, either sharing, being held witness, anything that came up for you? We have a microphone. Questions or comments? Anything that worked or didn't? Anything you're curious about the guided meditation? Hold on a second. Wait for the mic.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Can hear you.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So is it normal for some people just to tune out the guided part? Because it seems to get in the way for me.
Ah, tell me more. Tell me what happens for you. Yeah.
I guess I have a routine, own routine.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's meta or just, silent or... you to yourself focusing on the breath or whatnot, but I just, when people try to guide, I just feel distracted and I feel like it pulls me away from, but that's just me. So when you were doing it, I already had a metta kind of practice, so I just kept doing it,
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. So that's a good question. So it's both and, so let me tell you what I mean. So sometimes, just as you were saying, the mind is so used to its own routine that it likes doing what it's doing so much. It doesn't want to, follow a guidance. It's like, no, this is where I want to be. And sometimes maybe that's appropriate. And yet what I would say is also that sometimes it's nice to, when the mind feels malleable and open to following a guided meditation, you might find yourself in new spaces, in new ways to practice and experience and meditate, that if you do this thing that just comfortable, it's just your routine, you already know, right? You know what that's like. You practice, you know, you go that down that path every day, you go down that street every day, you know, right? It's pleasant, you know, you like it, you know. And yet, maybe you wouldn't discover a whole new world, all these other paths in different ways to experience different aspects of the practice. So what you're talking about is very normal, it comes up. And yet, what I would invite you is to, not to fight against it, but, you know, kind of stretch your edge sometimes when it feels appropriate for you. Sometimes it may not be if you're tired or body's aching, like, tonight may not be the night. But sometimes, like, well, actually, well, let me go this way. Let me get out of my comfort zone, because your routine is your comfort zone. So I'm going to ask you, invite you to get out of your comfort zone now and then. How does that sound? Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Well, I was concentrating on the softness of your voice, though, was good. You know, like I can take that in, but I wasn't paying specific
attention
to the details.
To the instructions, per se. Yeah. And again, sometimes, you know, sometimes that's what's appropriate, and to trust that, and some other times to follow the instructions and see where the guidance is going to take you, which new territory of experiencing, and you might see something from a new perspective you haven't before. That could open something up for you. So, for example, as someone who's been practicing for a while myself, you know, I of course I practice in silence, right? I don't listen to guided meditations, and yet at times when I am on retreat and a guided meditation is offered, I follow it because I'm curious what it's interesting. It's a different way of opening up and experiencing and practicing and dropping in a different way. So honoring both. Yeah. What else? Other questions, comments? Yeah, please. Pa.
I was just curious. I'm Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
And at one point, or two points, I just felt like really cold, like my body was cold, you know, and that was really interesting. I don't usually feel that way unless I'm in the snow.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's all about?
Yeah, that's interesting. Let me ask you something. It could be different things, but let me ask you something. One is, how is the quality of your mind tonight? Were you more settled? Were you less settled? Like, what was the quality of your mind? Were you more concentrated, settled? Were you following? Tell me what it felt like.
It, you know, when I did finally get settled, I just loved that state. But then all of a sudden, I kind of got out of it because I was, like, so cold.
Well, that's interesting. So what I'm hearing you say is that your mind, that there was a point at which your mind got really settled tonight.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Your mind got really settled, and you were really enjoying the settledness of the mind, and then you got really cold. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, so now I'm kind of tracking. So from what you're saying, again, each situation is different, but from what I'm hearing is sometimes when the mind gets really settled and really unified, quote unquote unified or concentrated, gets into a state of samadhi, gets into a concentrated state, it's not unusual for temperature changes to happen.
Okay.
Either you feel too hot, you feel really cold, or there are lots of sensations that are kind of unusual. Sometimes people feel like bugs are crawling on them, or just something, some unpleasant feeling. It doesn't matter, but just like, whoa. Or sometimes people feel like their body is like big, it's like a balloon. Sometimes they feel little, like being Alice in Wonderland. You know, sometimes when the mind gets really settled and concentrated, just shifts in perception can happen. So what you were saying, that you all of a sudden felt really cold as if you were in the middle of ice or snow, said, oh, okay, maybe you're really getting settled. The mind was really getting settled. So it just is. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just, it's like having a hiccup. It's like, oh, okay, it just happens, right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. What else? What else did you discover tonight? Any questions or comments? Anything you discovered from the process of talking? Yeah.
I don't want to ask this because I'm so uncomfortable, but
yeah.
I love the way that you said what you're hearing, yeah. And we're able to reflect back. And so I'm going to ask you to tell me what you hear. And I'm sure I'm not the first person, but I'm so blind. It's like such a blind spot to me. I can't get around it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, metta, like, I really don't like it. I really cannot feel it. I cannot move in it. It's like being rock hard. Like, it's just, it's a really uncomfortable encased block for me. I can extend it to children, people that I love, people that even that I don't have a good feeling in general toward.
Yeah.
But I cannot put it on myself. And I cannot, I can't, it's like blank for me. It just won't, it just shuts, like literally shut down. I can't even imagine what feeling kind towards yourself feels like.
Mm.
So what do you hear me saying? Like, mm-hmm. or what does that suggest for you? And how do you, can you get by it or work with it? Or like, what does that mean that that happens?
Yeah. So let's start with what I'm appreciating you say is, well, so here's the thing. At first you said, you know, metta is blocked. And then you said, well, actually, I can feel it towards the people that I care about, towards children, even towards people you said you don't like. So, yay! So hold on. So this is great. So there is no block on metta for you. So I want to reflect that back actually to you and celebrate that. I think that's really, really important, right? That's really important to realize that there is free flow, goodwill, and kindness that you have plenty of it. So recognize that. Celebrate that, okay? Now what happens, and you have that for yourself too, but it gets blocked. Okay, so what blocks that? That's the question. What's blocking? So I surmise, I guess, and we can, you know, talk offline and explore this more. My guess is there is a lot of self-judgment that is so loud, and it comes on strong, and it may not even be seen like, I don't deserve this. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve kindness. It's like I'm bad or something. And so there's plenty of kindness in your heart available. But it's like, no, it just kind of slams into a wall. So it's really the self-judgment to work with. Because these are thoughts that are being believed. They just come up. I don't deserve it. Yep, I don't deserve it. There's no question. You're just not. It's just like.
But it's silent. It's like a silence. Like I can't even.
So that's the thing, is to make it to shine the light when it comes on, because it feels like a silent. It's like an invisible wall.
Yeah.
So this kindness is coming, and then bang, runs into invisible wall. So what I'm suggesting is take the light of awareness, and shine it on the wall. Start to see all the judgments. Start to see them when they come up. Because they come, they're operating without you seeing them. They're like, they're everywhere. Start to see them. Start to count them. Start to hear them. Start to make friends with them. Because they're running the show without being seen. They're like puppets. You know, they're like a puppet master, right? You don't see the fingers. You don't, or you don't like the... You know, you don't see the strings, right? Start to see the strings. And when you see them, then little by little they get cut. You have to see the judgments. So whenever you hear, like, oh, I don't deserve this. Oh, I'm bad. Like, oh, really? oh, okay. All right, who said that? Oh, really? Is that so? One great koan is that so? Is that so?
I just wrote that down the other day to when somebody says something to you.
Yeah.
To internally to say,
is that so?
Is that so? So thank you. I will.
Yeah. And there's so many internal that we usually just believe whatever our thoughts tell us. You're bad. You're awful. You don't deserve this. You're mean. You're. We just never say. We just believe it. Like, yep, I'm bad. Like, really? Is that so?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't even register.
Yeah. And there's some other techniques of like in the morning going over time, but this is important. Start counting them. Hear them. Start counting them. Okay, nasty thought number one. Nasty thought number two. Nasty thought number three. And, you know, if it's breakfast time and you've gotten to number 10, it's like, whoa. Holy cow. Who ordered all this? You start to see. You're welcome. Great. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for coming and practicing tonight together. Yeah, may you be happy, may you be well. Thank you.